Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's a photograph on the front of the Irish Independent of Fianna Fáil TD Catherine Arda with her children on the front page of the paper, her twin sons Sean and Dara Ogh, and she has spoken about the challenges she's facing in trying to find a school place for her five-year-old son Dara Ogh, who's neurodiverse and non-verbal. She says, "I have applied to over a dozen schools. It's truly heartbreaking to receive painful rejection letters." Staying with Fianna Fáil, the Irish Independent says that today's vote on who Fianna Fáil will run in the presidential election is going to be a referendum on Micheál Martin's leadership. So we have the former GA manager, Jim Gavin, who is expected to be chosen to contest the race. But there's also strong support for MEP Billy Kelleher. And Sean Defoe reminding us in the news there that Albert Reynolds back in 1997 went in as favourite to get the party nod. And then it was Mary McAleese who came out as Fianna Fáil's nominee. So not always the case that the favourite gets it. And apparently it's being treated as a referendum on Micheál's leadership, says one Fianna Fáil TD. The attacks and threats on Simon Harris dominate a number of the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror says Gardaí were last night dealing with a third threat to punish the Simon Harris in a fortnight. Calls to at least three stations claimed there was a bomb at his family home. And the question on the front of the Irish Daily Mirror, whose family is next? The Irish Daily Mail on the front page says a man suspected of being behind threats to punish the Simon Harris has sent several violent abusive messages to other senior government figures as well. Simon Harris twice yesterday refused to rule out leaving politics over threats to his family, which have included kidnapping his children and blowing up his house. There's also a sexual threat made against another member of his family as well. It's quite frightening stuff. The Irish Examiner says that Gardaí believed that the threats to Simon Harris and his family are not coordinated or directed by a single person or group, which I suppose makes it worse because it's not contained. There's more than one who is doing this. Also on the front of the Irish Examiner, the HSE has admitted there are huge amounts of potentially dangerous illnesses in older people that are being missed or aren't being adequately treated. Elder health at critical unmet level, says the Examiner. The Irish Times says one in five children here now lives in a family below the poverty line when you take housing costs into account. And essentially now child poverty rates are like the worst days of the financial crash. We'll be talking to the ESRI shortly here on Breakfast Briefing about that story. The Irish Sun, kidnapped Gina, my voodoo sacrifice hell. Kidnapped missionary Gina Herity feared her captors would sacrifice her to the devil amid her 27-day hostage hell in Haiti. She says they would have their voodoo ceremonies. I was petrified. Inside the papers, David McWilliams is warning people about scams. The Irish Times tells us a pensioner who invested €15,000 after an online financial advisory site fraudulently claimed to be endorsed by David McWilliams is just one of many who have been duped. David McWilliams says a series of ads, I've seen these ads, I have to say, on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube, a series of ads have been appearing on social media showing him supporting financial investments, and it's nothing to do with him and it's without his prior knowledge or approval. And also AI is being used, and they're distorting voices and all this sort of things. But one elderly follower of David McWilliams got scammed out of €15,000. So it's quite frightening indeed. So that's in the Irish Times. Just be careful of all of these ads that you are seeing. Now, if you're worried about getting older, well, you shouldn't be, because the Irish Independent says hitting middle age may not be the worrying milestone it was, because new research shows your quality of life improves from the age of 50. So life gets better at 50. Life begins at 40 and it gets better at 50. Quality of life peaks at 65, 66. probably because you retire and your life gets really good then if your health is also good. So your quality of life peaks at around 66 and then it declines more steeply. This is according to the latest findings from the Irish Longitudinal Study on Ageing, or TILDA, based at Trinity College in Dublin. And there is also a warning, by the way, that a third of older people have undiagnosed high blood pressure. So there's a warning to you, get your blood pressure checked. Although I see in the Sun, men are more likely to rush to tackle problems with their car or their laptop than to see their GP about their health. 88% of men would get their car checked within a week if a warning light appeared. 83% would get a broken computer fixed straight away. However, 47% would act fast if they noticed signs of serious illness. Just incredible. Although I was in the GPs last week and there was five men in the waiting room and no women there. So certainly in salons, good to see lots of men getting checked. And also the research of over 1,000 men from AXA found 1 in 10 ask AI or the internet before they seek GP health. Also, newspapers say newspapers are good for you. This is in the Mail. There's a thing called a newspaper hour. And if you spend an hour reading a newspaper every day, you're likely to protect your brain's health. Readers of newspapers who stay up to date with the news, do the crossword and discuss thought-provoking stories are thought to be at lower risk of developing dementia and Alzheimer's disease, because newspapers force your brain to stay active in various ways. So pick up a paper today. Final story from the Daily Telegraph is that bagpuss is coming back. Now, I'm not familiar with bagpuss, but I'm sure a lot of you are. Bagpuss is a cat adored by millions of children for his ability to fix broken things, and he's returning to tackle the challenges of modern life. Bagpuss and his group of friends will star in a new live-action movie that will see them wake from a slumber in the modern day and embark on a quest to find things that need fixing across Britain. And of course, if you look at certain sections of the media, they say Britain is broken, so maybe you need Bagpuss to come in and fix it. Anyway.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.